The second reading today, St. Paul in his letter to the Romans says that having been justified by faith, let us have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith to that grace in which we now stand. And so our Lord himself, because we have faith in him, not just this generic sort of thing to be able to say, well, yeah, I believe that Jesus is God, so therefore, it's like, no, it's being able to recognize what our Lord has done, to truly accept it and to live it. And if we have that kind of faith, then we can be at peace with God, because we know that our sins, having been confessed, are now forgiven. We know that we have the grace of God, which our Lord is offering to us, and can come only through him. It's not something that we earn, it's not something we deserve, it's not anything that we have done. The most that we can say that we've done is that we've disposed ourselves to be able to receive it. But that's all that we can say. The rest is up to God. And so one of the struggles that we have is that we feel completely unworthy. And we are. There is absolutely nothing that we can do to make ourselves worthy of all that God is giving us. Nothing. We cannot earn it. We cannot deserve it. We cannot do enough to be able to get it. It is a free gift. And that's the part we must understand. It is a free gift. The Lord is offering this to us not because we were so wonderful, not because we've done such a phenomenal job, but simply because he loves us. Now we have to try to cooperate with that, obviously, but even if we could cooperate 100%, we still can't earn it. Put it into a context. Even our Blessed Mother, who is without sin, who always in everything did God's will absolutely and perfectly, could not earn God's grace. It wasn't, once again, something that she earned. It was a gift. And if that's the case for our Blessed Lady, it is way more the case for you and me. So St. Paul then is telling us, look, it's by the grace of our Lord Jesus that we have peace with God. And therefore we can stand confident in that grace. And not only that, but St. Paul says that we exalt in the hope of the glory of the sons of God. That's us. Are we really standing in the hope of God's glory? Are we really truly standing and living our lives in such a way that our focus is on heaven? And to have confidence. Again, St. Paul himself says that we have confidence to go before the throne of God. How can we have confidence to go before the throne of God? Because of the Lord Jesus. Not because of ourselves, because by ourselves, we can't. But we know that the Lord is the judge. And we're going to have to stand before him. St. John says that fear is about judgment, but perfect love casts out all fear. So if we have that love for God, which flows from our faith and our hope in God, then we can have confidence. Once again, not because of anything we've done, because the only thing that we can take credit for in our own lives 100% is our sins. So we would have zero confidence to stand before the throne of God. What are we going to do? Bring him our sins and say, here's what I've done for you? Instead, we can bring the blood of Jesus. Instead, we can bring the grace that our Lord has earned for us. We can bring the mercy that our Lord has promised us, and we can bring the suffering of our Lord Jesus that he suffered for our sake. It's not anything of our own that we're bringing, but he has given it to us, and now we have that to give. It's just like if you owed somebody $100, and you don't have $100, but somebody else gave you the $100, Now you have the $100 to pay the person back. It was yours. Somebody gave it to you. Now you didn't earn it. It was a gift. Somebody simply gave it to you. Now you could give it back. That's exactly what we've got. Our Lord has given us all the merit that is His, all the grace that is His. He has given to us so that we can offer that to our Heavenly Father. That is why we stand in the hope of glory, because of Him, not because of ourselves. So that's where we want to be able to keep our focus, to have that faith in our Lord, to be able to live that faith in our blessed Lord, to have absolute confidence in the love of God, in the mercy of God, which for us flows from that grace from our Lord.